Congressman Tom Reed held four town hall meetings on Saturday, including one in Geneva. The White Springs Fire Association opened two of their fire bays to a standing room crowd that stretched just into the parking lot. The majority of the crowd were critical of Reed on a variety of issues. They held up the pre-printed green agree and red disagree signs that have become common at town halls and frequently shouted their disapproval.
That's giving more power to government. That is going to take us down an issue, a path that is going to have too much government power over the
government. Reed began by reading written questions submitted by attendees before the town hall began, but quickly began handing the microphone to members of the audience. Dr. Margarita Poff is a pediatrician from Ithaca.
This is a terribly complicated issue. I've practiced pediatrics for 47 years in Ithaca. I look around here and I see patients I've taken care of. And I'm passionate about it because after 47 years of caring for children, I know that what you do from day one makes a difference. And what I see in the healthcare system right now is we're not providing the care that we need. We have asked you, 20 of my colleagues signed a letter, we sent it to you asking you to meet with us, because I think it's only possible to understand the complexity if you talk to the people who are providing the care. And they have that. And all I'm asking you is, would you meet with the physicians who are providing the care? And you did not answer my letter, signed by my colleagues.
Anthony, a teacher from Romulus Central School, challenged the congressman on his support of controversial education secretary Betsy DeVos and the Trump administration's proposal to cut Title II education funding.
How do you propose, where do we make that funding up if that funding is eliminated? So that's my question.
So there's a lot of ifs there, so we don't know if that's going to occur. And first, we never voted on Secretary DeVos. That was a Senate appointment. And as we go through this process, I am hopeful that any appointee of the administration is successful. I am not going to wish any appointee to fail. And from my perspective, if she offers something that is positive, I'll entertain it and I'll look at it. And if we'd like to look at education in a new way, I would hope you would agree we can do better than what we have today. Because our education system, when you look at all the rankings, when you look at the results that we're seeing for students after students, I would hope we can agree we're not the number one in the world in regards to it. And why America is not number one, I think, is common ground that we should work together to try to achieve it.
The audience was vocal throughout the town hall, but largely civil, though on a few occasions, exchanges between Reed supporters and detractors grew heated. Dr. Apoff, who represented the group of physicians that had mailed Reed, spoke with him and members of his staff following the town hall. She thinks it's more likely that the congressman would now meet with her group of physicians.
I think he will. I think he recognized that we're serious about it. And I don't know that it will change his opinion. I don't know that it will change his vote. But I think that he can't make good decisions if he doesn't have good information. And if he doesn't talk to the people who are providing health care for his constituents, I don't know how he thinks he knows what's going on.
For Finger Lakes Public Radio, I'm Kelly Walker.